people who have mastered the internet. I am Chris Lynch. I'm a consulting producer on the show, along with my writing partner,
Lauren Segan, and I'm not one of those people who has mastered the internet, so I'm not going to be able to actually hear this.
We'll never hear this.
Well, that's good, because we don't want to hear it.
Exactly. So I was lucky enough to actually be in New Mexico for this day of shooting, and it was great fun. It was great fun. Our wranglers do a wonderful job with the horses, and the horse who plays Belladonna, whom you're about to see, is actually a buckskin gelding. Not a dark bay mare.
So what'd they do, dye this horse?
They body dyed him. They painted him, which is fine. It's not toxic or anything. And
but he looks
trained.
I'd be mad if they did that
like
to me too. Yeah.
And he had to do it about 30 times, and he was very patient about it. But he's wonderful. He works, I'm so sorry that I can't remember that horse's name, but he works closely with Finder, who plays Wildfire.
Uh-huh.
And they actually don't, even though they're brothers, they don't like each other that much, so that the hostility works well. It's authentic. So people laughed when they read this because they thought it was a very horse-centric episode.
That wouldn't be, because you actually own horses of your own and
I'm
know
sure
a little bit about
them.
That has
nothing to do with it.
In fact, if you had your druthers, Wildfire's issues would be the storyline for almost every episode.
I think it would be fascinating to just have the horses and have the people just appear a tiny, tiny little bit in the background.
And judging by that action sequence, they're easy to work with, perhaps easier than actors sometimes.
Yes, although this was the very first morning of shooting this episode, which is a 6-day shoot instead of a, usually we do a 7-day shoot.
Yeah, we had to pull this whole storyline.
And the director, Bradford May, was getting a little nervous because it was hard to get all the horses synced up and doing what they needed to do.
Oh, yeah.
We were worried about falling behind. But in the end, we did not fall behind.
So how many trainers would it take for that?
I think 3 wranglers who work with the horses, and they have some riding rings off to the side where they practice with them, but they're heavily pampered. You don't need to worry.
And the actors are more comfortable now after the first season of working with them, and like
yes,
Ken
although and... we were not on the first season of the show, so we don't know all the.
But Jen in particular
stories.
Looks like she
oh,
really...
yeah, they seem to have a great time
and Micah
around the horses.
And seems to love riding.
Yes.
Matt.
We really love this Jean and Charlie storyline. And when we first proposed that it be about opera, we won't name names, but some people had the same reaction as Jean does. Opera!
The opera phobes.
And they thought it wasn't cool enough, but we thought, what's cooler than something that is deeply uncool?
Yes, going against the grain.
We're personally bringing opera back. So this is this little pony is an actual stud pony that they got in New Mexico. And he was just terrific, but he is not acting here. He really is
ooh, whoa.
Going for that gelding, playing a mare.
And Jen's thinking, oh, nice little pony, that'll be easier
and
than the
poor
big
Jen,
horse.
Yeah, exactly. She got yanked back and forth up and down
look
the lawn
at her
there.
Trying to look.
Yeah,
oh,
this
her.
Was very carefully cut together from about 10 different takes where he would just suddenly yank her out of frame. It was hilarious. And we wanted to actually leave a little bit more of it into the final cut, but we had to get to time. So we left it in. This is over at Davis, which isn't that a beautiful barn?
Beautiful.
It's actually right next door to where we shoot Ritter Ranch. It's a barn next door. And you were going to say, Lauren, about Nicole had a
conflict with this particular shooting schedule, and we were originally writing a story for her and Matt, and we figured out a way to keep just, I think, 2 scenes with her. 3 scenes altogether, and still
so she could shoot them in one day.
Yeah,
and then go
so she could
do
in one day, and she's so nails the motivation, direction, and that character. Nicole's
yeah, we were really
great.
Happy that this scene got to stay in, because there was a moment when we thought for time and locations that we were going to have to lose it.
Yeah,
but But we had a lot of fun writing this.
And she's got this great turn right here where she looks at her dad.
There's nothing more fun than writing for the two, like, evil characters. And you put them in a room together, and it's just fantastic.
Yeah, the energy.
Because they're both manipulating each other. It's much more fun.
Oh, she looks so sweet.
But she has an evil plan.
Yes.
And this is all setting up the story. It seems like it's just chatter, chatter, chatter. But you have to listen closely. Don't listen to us. Pay attention to the episode because you're missing important details.
What was that, the honeymoon suite?
That was the honeymoon suite. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that. Write that down. And this is on our soundstage, which is so beautifully done. These rooms are just lovely. I would live in this house. Of course, I'd be living in the middle of a dark soundstage
exactly.
in New Mexico. But that's not really a problem.
If only they had a roof over them.
A roof would help. And maybe some privacy.
And a working bathroom.
So you can, as a close viewer, as I'm sure you are, you're noticing that we're setting up things here. Danny is leaving. Danny and her dad have gone to Florida. And now Charlie wants to take Jean away for the weekend.
And what ramifications does that have for Chris?
Uh-huh. So we know that Belladonna went on to savage some other mares in the pasture. Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
A little dig.
Little dig there. Little mother-son dig. This scene was originally longer and was sort of a little bit of a fight between the two of them. But I like the way that it came out in the end. That he caves a little easier. He's a good son.
Rebound. Rebecca Rebound,
Rebecca,
as we call her.
Rebecca Rebound. This is our club set, which looks really great. We weren't sure that line was going to get through.
Yeah, I didn't think it
would. And it did. But, yeah, these two, they're very cute together. And as you might guess, we're building a little something here.
Look
what happens.
Wasn't expecting that.
No way.
That came out of nowhere.
But she's just so darn cute. Why wouldn't he kiss her?
Big blue eyes.
And there's the man with the keg.
Just when you want to make out, the guy with the keg shows up.
And now here's our other true love bond.
The bond that will not be broken by any mere boy.
Yep. This is one of the the three different horses who play Wildfire. And they're all just so sweet. Now, some people on our staff questioned why a person would stand there and talk to a horse. And if you've
never seen Mr. Ed, of course.
Never seen Mr. Ed, exactly.
Or never
also,
been a girl named Chris Lynch,
exactly,
who has two horses of her own.
I have lengthy conversations with my horses.
And they give the best advice you find.
They do. Well, one of my horses is very princessy, and all of my dating advice has been given to me.
She's a little like Danny, actually.
She is very Danny.
Your horse, Sabri.
Yes, she is.
Quite beautiful and knows it.
Dr. Schuler, who is actually a friend of mine.
Your vet,
my
in
vet,
fact.
Dr. Sandy Schuler.
And this is
so
a standing set also. This is on the
yes,
soundstage.
Yes, this is the front
entry
hall.
To the house.
It's sort of all connected there. So
high five.
Jean and Charlie are off.
Oh, look
Chris
how beautiful
and Matt are
that
on their
shot
own. Isn't
is.
That great?
Yeah,
I
Brad
just,
made
you know,
this
you
spectacular
could,
thing.
I could watch so. That all day long. So this is the mare, Primrose, that Belladonna kicked in the pasture. So they're, of course, not actually kicked. And they're putting the cotton on, and they're putting on the ace bandage.
Which
to,
you would actually do.
Yeah,
this
a little
is...
vet wrap there, actually. Sorry, not ace bandage, vet wrap.
Kind of cooperative, the horses.
Yes. Not an actor. A real horse. This is a little Arabian horse farm where they film it. It's a really, really nice place. So guess who's here?
Ooh, Danny. Check out that outfit. Isn't this a great outfit?
I love this outfit.
Woo!
She's a hottie.
Look at her
walk. Fly into Florida. I love what she wears for the plane.
Doesn't every girl wear fur to Florida?
For the plane. So this is where the plot thickens. Now you remember that Matt Ritter has a gambling problem that is currently under control, but he's holding a cashier's check for $20,000.
What's he going to do with that?
So he's trying to be the good guy here.
But then
she puts the screws on.
He looks into those beautiful brown eyes. Yep. And
we called this episode Dangerous Liaisons. And this is one of them. You know, Danny is a dangerous person to be in love with because she's deliciously manipulative. It can't wait. So he caves.
I love that moment.
There was a lot of discussion about the refrigerator in the barn, which was really to hold the ice for Belladonna's leg. So now we've lost. Pablo was already gone. And so Danny and Davis are now gone. Gene and Charlie are gone. Now Matt's gone.